If there's one thing I've always loved, it's cooking myself a good meal. And I mean a really good meal. But I gotta say, lately I've been so busy, I think I'm just running out of ideas. I always go to the store and I'm so overwhelmed. I mean, do I want a zucchini or a cucumber? Do I want this? Do I want that? Not to mention, I don't know how fresh these ingredients are, and I'd like to know that I'm eating quality food. HelloFresh gets me right out of that cooking rut. It takes the guesswork out of meal planning, and there's over 40 recipes to choose from every single week. Not to mention, the produce is farm to door for peak ripeness for a bunch of different chef-crafted recipes. So come on, what are you waiting for? Go to HelloFresh.com/50Shadow and use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/50Shadow. Use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping to receive America's number one meal kit.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTCAL.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Arya, a 15-year-old boy from San Francisco of South Asian descent, has been tormented and bullied by his classmates who constantly make fun of his ethnicity and race. In an attempt to fit in, he tries to distance himself from his culture and background. But after his mother has a tragic accident that leaves her on life support, Arya clings to the only remnant of their bond, an old, battered copy of the Ramayana, India's ancient epic story of Ram's battle against demons. One night, as Arya goes to sleep, his bedroom begins to shake as if there is an earthquake, and he falls through a fault in the earth, landing in the wild woods, where he meets a tribe of friendly monkey-like creatures called Vanars and the Rishiji, a wise old sage. Arya learns they have been waiting for an Arya for many years to protect the wild woods from the demon king Ravan, who is determined to erase history and prove that good never existed and take over the lands. He'll do this by destroying the very last existing copy of the Ramayana that says that he and evilness were completely destroyed. The very book that Arya holds in his hands. Arya accepts the challenge and sets out on a journey to protect the Ramayana and the history of his clansmen. Along the way, he has many missteps and challenges, but is guided by the wisdom of the Rishiji and the ethereal medicine woman, and his new friend Chimpu, one of the Vanar tribe. But after he's attacked by the monstrous Rakshasas, he accidentally drops the last copy of the Ramayana down a deep canyon and is horrified to learn that it now sits on the throne of Ravan, who plans to burn it. The Rishiji appears to tell a distraught Arya that all hope is not lost. Arya knows he needs to somehow save the Ramayana from Ravan's fire. But how? He is determined to find a way and live up to his name, Arya, protector of the people.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.